has something very special planned for Valentine's Day.
I absolutely do, because since it is Valentine's Day, we need to focus on the more diss staff of our listenership, the P1 chicks. Now, something came up in this show earlier that caused quite a bit of debate during the commercial break. And not that we ever take commercial breaks, but you know what I'm saying.
Especially now.
Especially now. And it's this. It's that every couple is, you know, they intend to go out tonight and celebrate. Guys get roped into this celebrating Valentine's Day business. And I put forth the idea that every couple that goes out tonight is basically planning on messing with each other's areas. Right?
That's your theory.
Yes. That Valentine's Day night is like a guaranteed action deal for men.
And it's an interesting theory, and I half agree with it in that that is every man's intention. But I disagree with it in that I think this is the one night that women just want to focus on the love and not the sex.
But how you have to express that love. It has to be...
I think this is the night of all nights.
You have to be made one.
This is the night, and we'll find out whether I'm right or wrong, because we're going to take women only at 888-787-1310, so start lining them up, women only.
Yeah, just line up the women.
888-787-1310 is our number, but it's my theory that this is the one night that the woman wants cuddling by the fire and to share her inner thoughts, and this is the one night where she would like to maybe avoid the sex and just... have some bonding.
The Knicks are on the night. Come on.
Now, I know that...
There's well-known romantic Fernando.
That's
I know
right.
that we all like to live in denial that sexual activity is basically an exchange. That people use sex for all kinds of reasons. And I'm telling you that I think that women many times show their appreciation by... allowing a little bit of that sex to go on. She controls 100% of the supply of down there for
right.
a guy, right?
Right.
And she knows how to use it. So when a guy does something really nice for a girl, let's say he surprises her with a great meal and gives her some diamond earrings that she's always wanted, she will reward that. And I think that Valentine's Day, all women know that Valentine's Day is a whip for a guy. And if he makes an effort to do something for her on this day, she will reward him. I think that women going out tonight, they know that they plan on doing this stuff.
And if the guy doesn't do much, if the guy doesn't do much of anything, then he's out of luck?
Right.
So you're saying that women may not necessarily want to do that tonight, but they know it's part of the deal on Valentine's Day.
Some women do want to do that. All right, I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of women will reward a man's effort tonight. And they are planning on it, even here, early in the morning. They're at work and everything, and they know they're going to go out to dinner tonight, and they know they're expected to perform, as long as their aunt's not visiting.
Okay, so I guess it's a two-part question.
And even if the aunt's visiting, she will commit a few workarounds.
Okay. So the two-part question is for the women, and women only.
888-787-1310.
Yeah, we have a new phone number for you women who've normally called the other one. 888-787-1310. Part one is, do you just expect that you have got to put out in exchange for whatever you're going to get tonight?
Mm-hmm.
But then... do you agree or disagree with my part of the Valentine's Day question, and that is that of all nights, this is the night that maybe you wouldn't want to, that you would want it to be more of just sitting on the couch and opening up to your loved one. And
oh, God. This is about Eros. This day is about Eros. If there's one day of the year that they don't want to put out, it would be Christmas.
See, and I think to women, this day is more about love and not the physical part of love, but the emotional part
You're
of love.
You're saying that a woman's more likely to put out on Christmas than Valentine's Day?
Yes.
No,
not more likely, but she would rather if...
You're acting like Valentine's Day is a safe zone for women to not have to engage in sexual activity.
No, what I'm saying is...
It's like a fair catch.
No, what I'm saying is that's their preference. They would prefer it to be a safe zone. They would prefer this day to for once, not be about the physical. and to be about the emotional. And I think women are going to back me up on this.
I think there's a lot of women who've already gone out and bought a special outfit for tonight.
I thought you were going to say a special diaphragm for tonight. Or, you know, or whatever your form of birth control might be.
Something happened to him. I don't know what it is.
What? Yeah, something what? Because when we moved talking, to this studio.
Because
yeah.
I'm talking sense.
New, that's what it is. It's moving to the new studio.
He stopped caring. You left your caring back at the old place.
All right, are these all the women, Fernando?
You going to trust Fernando?
Women's.
Oh, okay.
He's like A-Rod into she-males.
Okay, he's still kind of screaming. Oh, we have one.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, the first one up is... This is always dicey. This is Aaron.
I should say A-Rod's into manly, built women. All right, Aaron, how old are you?
I am 29.
Okay. You're a little bit old for me, but okay. All right, Aaron, are you married or just you have a boyfriend?
Married.
Okay, and how long have you been married?
Almost 6 years.
Wow. Okay. So are you going out tonight for Valentine's Day?
No, because I was informed yesterday by my husband that he thought it was a dumb holiday, so... Ooh. He's not going to be getting any tonight, then.
See there?
Women use it for power reasons, Craig.
I've never argued that.
Let me ask you this, Aaron. Will you...
Yes.
So we already see that you punish your husband with with not allowing him access to the joys of spelunking.
Wow. Bit graphic.
Why is that graphic?
It just is.
It's a euphemism. You know what spelunking is, right?
Yes.
Just go on and ask your question.
Anybody who went to Six Flags as a child knows.
All right, so you will punish him with denying him access to the most sacred of womanly areas. Will you reward him also at times with access to the most sacred of womanly areas?
Well, of course.
See? Told you, Craig.
Listen.
And women...
Nobody and is did, arguing
okay,
that.
But if he did take her out tonight... to a fancy meal and get her loaded up on wine, I think she would really be in the mood. I think that she wants to reward that kind of effort. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
And I think a lot of women look forward to Valentine's Day because they know their guy's going to make an effort, and they do like going to Victoria's Secret and picking out the outfit and feeling sexy that night. Am I right?
Right.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Is this this was your first marriage, I'm assuming, since you got married so young? Aaron?
We lost her.
Whoops.
She's still there.
Is she just laying there?
Oh, there she is.
She's still there?
Aaron?
I'm here. Yep.
Yeah, this is your first marriage, right?
Yes.
And how many babies have you pushed out?
I have 2 kids, 2 and under.
Oh, my Lord. He needs to leave that place alone, then. He's overworking it.
Was childbirth difficult?
No.
You adopted?
They just shot right out?
I had C-section, so, you know, I got some good drugs afterwards.
What does the C stand for? Is it stand for...
Hysteria?
Oh, it doesn't? Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't know.
No, it's not a one-syllable word.
All right, Aaron. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. See? Unfortunately, we can't drop. Why can't I drop her?
Yeah, you're going to have to probably go screenless because it won't put them on hold for some reason.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm having trouble punching them up in here for some reason.
You shouldn't punch women. Up
I'm
or
talking
down.
About the call. No, everything.
Let me try it.
Everything in here is frozen.
Let me do it over here. I can...
Yeah, I've.
All right, go to line
I put
one.
That on the. Right.
Critical?
On the critical list 3 weeks ago, but it's still out of my reach.
Hi, you're on the ticket. What's your name?
Bianca.
The call's on hold.
Gadonka?
What do you mean?
Bianca.
Oh, Bianca. Turn off your mic there, Fernando.
You did, finally.
Okay. Bianca. Ooh, I like that name, Bianca. Reminds me of The Rescuers. You ever seen that?
No.
Okay. All right,
it's
Bianca.
A great conversation.
How old are you?
33.
33. Still on your first marriage?
Never married.
Never married. Okay. So you're kind of a nut.
Yes.
Why would you admit to that? All right. Do you have a boyfriend this Valentine's Day?
I do. I have a fiance.
Ooh, a fiance. Okay. Okay. All right. And how long have you been dating him?
6 years.
6 years. How tall are you? About 5'7"?
No, No.
You're five a lot one. Shorter than that. See, 5'1". 5'1". Do you wish you were 5'8"?
No way.
Good. You like being small, huh?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Gross. Just ask her the question.
Oh, yeah. Blonde or brunette?
Brunette.
How big are the up tops?
Big enough.
Big enough. C?
The tip over.
You're D? Are you D-sized?
Yes.
Double D or just single D?
What is your question?
Hold on, George. I have to fill out the paperwork. Double D or single D?
For what?
Huh?
I just have one.
You just have one breast?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Way to go, Gordon. Bear trap.
Yeah.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, now that's bad karma.
Well, that is.
There's a lot of Cyclopsian women who are pretty pissed at you right now. And I don't blame them.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Have you ever kissed a girl?
No.
Would you?
Maybe.
Like, what woman does it for you? If you were to name a celebrity that really does it for you as a girl.
I'm not sure.
Diane Charlie Sawyer?
Yes.
Wait,
Diane
wait,
Sawyer.
Stop the show. What are you.
What?
Diane Sawyer.
I'm just giving her some options.
That's like 20,000th on the list of options. Start with Hollywood, Junior. Jeez.
That's the beauty of the joke. If I'd started with Angelina Jolie, nobody laughs.
All right, what celebrity, non-news related, would you be interested in girl kissing?
Connie Chung.
There you go.
I hate this job.
I do too.
I like her. She's funny, whatever her
okay,
name is.
Okay, so you guys
although
are going...
she was spreading bad karma a while ago.
Yes, you girls, you guys, I'm sorry.
Unintended.
You girl and guy, you're going out tonight, right?
No.
Why not?
Valentine's Day is silly.
Ah, see, this is
I wonder if girls are starting to think that more and more, that it's not the deal that it used to be.
I think that everyone thinks it's silly. It's just still the girl sees it as an opportunity to, you know, feel loved. Because most guys don't do a good job of making a girl feel too good.
So isn't it like your birthday theory? Instead of making a big deal about someone's birthday, you should make a big deal about them throughout the year at just random times?
There you go. But it doesn't work that way with guys. Yeah, so you think it's silly, so you will not put out tonight.
That's silly. I put out all the time.
Like, when was the last time you put out?
Night before last.
Night before last. And who initiated?
Yeah. Mutual.
Mutual initiation. And do you have a preferred formation?
Togetherness?
Yes.
Outside of that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like,
what question?
What kind of formation does your lovemaking take?
Horizontal.
So you're not standing up?
No, I'm far too short for that.
How tall is your guy?
6 feet.
Okay, so he's a lot bigger. So you're horizontal. Okay, well, fair enough. And did you enjoy the apex of human enjoyment?
Not at all. We've been together 6 years.
Oh, my God.
No.
The joke, of course. Why else would I have been with him for 6 years?
Well, I'm just saying, that particular night, did you go all the way with...
Your Valentine letter? Is that what you're talking about?
No. You ever done that Valentine letter that was so offensive?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Thank you. That was Bianca. Let's go to line two. What's your name?
Alicia.
Alicia?
Yes.
Sounds kind of hot. How old are you?
36.
36? That's okay. You're hitting your sexual peak right now.
I am. Thank you very much.
Do you find yourself feeling randy more often?
I do, yes.
Sounds much younger than 36.
Mm-hmm.
I think we better be careful here.
No, I promise. I'm 36. 7775.
We don't want to get into a Lawrence Taylor situation.
And you're one of the... You're small, too, aren't you?
Ticket stock, by the way.
How tall are you, about 5'3"?
No, 5'6".
5'6"? That's way too big for a girl. Nah, that's just an aside to Giorgio. He's giving me thumbs up for some reason. I don't know what's going on over there. Okay, so you're married, right?
No, divorced.
Not my fault.
Are you hot to trot?
What do you mean, not your fault? I think it was kind of your fault.
No, I was married to a Tiger Woods, I think.
Man. So how did you discover that he was not being faithful and that he was using his baby maker with other women?
I came home from a trip and there was some beer in the refrigerator that was not my beer.
Okay, but that could have been just one of his buddies.
Yeah, no, I think he finally felt guilty enough to just admit to all of it.
And what all did he admit to?
Just years and years and years of...
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Sorry
like, wait. How many women did he admit to?
I said like 20, and he couldn't say yes or no to that. He didn't know.
Oh, my God. Wow. Did you get tested for the VD?
Yes.
It's not funny.
All clear. I know. I'm not calling for that because I'm very happy now, you guys. Don't feel sorry for me.
Gordon. Did you have any kids?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go. That makes it a little bit better. And so you never cheated on him?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Hmm. You ever kissed a girl? That was
no.
You swear. Swear to Santa. Swear to Santa right now.
I swear to Santa.
Would you?
No.
Liar.
You must be part of the 1%. All right. Thanks for your call. Oh, so you're not with a guy. Yeah, you're not with a guy tonight, are you? You're by yourself.
Well, I do have a boyfriend. But I'm not seeing him tonight.
So what would your preference be on Valentine's Day? To have sex or
staying at home with the rabbit?
No.
Don't say anything about pets.
Is your preference on Valentine's Day to always have sex?
It's not a big night. I'm with George. It's not a big night.
You're with George, huh?
Why did I say it wasn't a big night?
Can I watch?
Well, I mean, why is today any different from any other day?
Yeah. Yeah. You got
That's Gordo's theory.
Thanks for your call.
Oh, I thought it was George. Okay. Gordon.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Catherine in Dallas. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Hi, how old are you, Catherine?
I'm about to be 30.
Ooh, okay. So you're going to go out with a bang tonight?
No, actually, my husband's making me dinner.
Okay, see there? That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing that he cares by stuffing your mouth. Full of food?
Yeah, he cooks all the time.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's silly to go out for a fancy Valentine's dinner because we can do that any other night.
There you go. Okay, so are you going to reward his efforts tonight?
With another mouth stuffing.
Hey,
yes, nice. That gets me off the hook for having to give him chocolates and cards.
Oh, so see, she's saving money. It's a money-saving effort here.
Okay.
Are you going to dress in any sort of outfit?
Probably.
Do you wear lingerie ever?
Yeah. Doesn't stay on very long, but yeah.
Do you wear the hoodie footy pajamas with the new leopard skin print?
You should.
No, not usually.
And when was the last time you enjoyed lovemaking with your significant other?
A couple days ago.
That's pretty good.
Pretty sexually active, aren't you?
Yeah. And how many men have you been with?
That is personal.
I don't disagree.
He's in the media, though. You have to answer. He's in the media.
I am in the media.
Not too many.
Liar. Over 10?
Really, not a two-digit number.
Liar.
That's so so full of lies. Didn't you say you're like 38?
I'm only 30.
Oh. 30 and you've been with less than 10 men?
Yeah.
Liar.
I've been in a long relationship.
Liar.
Yeah, I don't know about that. All right, this is what we need you to do. All right, listen to me, Catherine.
Run.
No, we need you to send a picture to me.
Do not do that.
That's what we need.
Under any circumstances, save yourself from
Catherine.
Doing that.
I desperately need to see to see if you've had less than 10. All right?
Don't do it. Stay away from him.
You need to do that. Thank you for your call.
Do you believe that by looking at a picture of a girl, you can tell if she's had more than 10 or less
Absolutely.
Than 10?
Absolutely. Hi, this is Carrie in Carrollton. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and an impromptu Valentine's Day, Ladies' Day.
Hello.
Hello. You sound interesting. How old are you?
I'm very interesting. I'll be 40 on St. Patrick's Day.
You're Your cell phone's breaking up a little bit.
Oh.
Isn't that terrible?
Oh, because I'm 40? Yeah, I get it. But listen, I think
you're having a hard time. All right? You think we're both wrong. Tell us why.
You take care of the business before you this morning, before you go to work, and then you put a casserole in the oven for tonight. That's the way you do it when you aren't an amateur. Because you're not going to go out on Valentine's night with all the kids proposing. Take care of business before you go to work. You have a great day. Then you go home and eat dinner like normal.
What do you mean take care of business? What does that mean?
I've been married for 12 years, and I have two children, so we TCB.
TCB, what does that mean?
That's right, baby.
Oh, come on! You don't know what I mean. Sexual relations.
So you did this with your husband this morning?
Yes, sir.
With your kids in the house?
No,
that is disgusting.
You're walking
around. They went to school, she said.
Producing a snail trail?
They go to school. It's the best time of day to do it. You take them to school and you come back home. You take your TCB, then you go to work.
You make it sound slightly clinical, though. How long does this take?
I'm telling you, I've been married for 12 years. I know sometimes you just got to TCB.
Okay.
Yeah, we get that part of it. So how long does this this very mechanical lovemaking take?
On?
I don't know. Satan's on the line.
It depends.
Like this morning.
This morning, it was, let's see, we had music, we had candles, it was dark in the room. I'm not kidding.
You had candles and music? What music did you go with?
The music channel on the TV.
Well, which music channel? There's a lot of them.
Oh, I think it's Soundscapes or something real cheesy.
No, so you're like doing New Age lovemaking? Doing some of that Sting lovemaking?
Yes, exactly.
Gosh. And your husband made you pretend to be a guy?
No, we don't. We don't go that far.
He doesn't make you do role playing?
No, not in that direction.
Have you ever fantasized that your husband was a different person? I mean, didn't tell him or anything, but you just used it for your own accomplishment.
You thought he was Diane Sawyer.
Stop with Diane Sawyer.
She really does a lot for me. No, I haven't actually.
Really?
I haven't. No, I haven't actually. I can't. Do that. I don't know how to do that.
You ever kissed a girl?
No, I haven't.
Would you?
It's not very exciting. Probably not. I don't see why I would.
Okay, 1%er. Hi, Rachel in Plano. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We gotta go.
Users.
We'll end with you. How old are you?
30.
Okay, let's go to Gina in Dallas. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hi, Gina.
Oh.
Gina?
Hey,
how old are you?
Hey, I'm 27.
Oh, my Lord. You have the voice of a 78-year-old. Do you smoke?
I'm lying to you. No.
How old are you?
I'm 40. I'm 40.
Jenny and Austin, you're on the ticket. How old are you?
Hello?
Jenny, how old are you?
I'm 35, but I'm a young, vibrant 35.
You sound it. Are you going to give
it
up tonight?
Thank you.
Are you going to give it up tonight?
No.
Yes.
We've met before, and when we met, you said I looked very young. You told my husband he was robbing the cradle. So, yes, I look young.
Do me a favor.
Don't do it.
We need you to send your picture to me.
I'll think about it.
Don't even think about it.
Do it. Make my Valentine's Day.
Your Valentine's present that I give you is my picture.
There you go.
No,
that's a very nice
don't
present.
Do it.
Thank you. Yeah, all P1 females who like listening to
gross,
this program.
Don't do it.
Love you.
That'll
guys,
be your Valentine's Day gift to me. Thank you so much.
Jane right,
Austin.
No
impromptu Ladies Day here on the corner.
What can that was I tell awesome. You?
I don't think we got my question answered.
No, we didn't, because
we did.
Goofed around the whole time.
You ever kissed a girl? Jenny, you ever kissed a girl?
My roommate called me kiss her, yes.
Oh,